Hello.
Good afternoon. My name is Samaya. Giving you a call back with customer service. How can I help you?
Yes. I got a notice from my bank this morning on a $49 charge, $49.97, and they were asking me about it, and I did not order anything, so they reversed it. And but earlier in the week, I had $7.95 or something like that, because I was told I was going to be getting a Wi-Fi enhancer free. I just had to pay the shipping and handling. So I did not anywhere on the thing say that I had to pay $49 for it. So I just want to let you know that it has been taken off my account, and please don't put anything else through on my card without checking with me first.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Linda Reeves.
All right, Ms. Reeves, for security purposes, can you verify your address for me?
Well, 5790 Amarillo Avenue.
All right, thank you so much for that. Bear with me one moment. Let me see if we can gain access to the account.
Okay.
Thank you so much for holding with me. So I do see here, in fact, that you have the Wi-Fi booster with trendydiscountsgoods.com. Now, Ms. Reese, it shows that trendygoodsdiscounts.com did give you that Wi-Fi booster for free, with you only paying the shipping and handling to receive that product. Now, as a part of that free gift, if not canceled, well, if not declined at the point of sale, excuse me, if not declined at the point of sale, as well as if not declined at the point of sale, or I'm sorry, or canceled within the first 48 hours of ordering that product, then you are automatically enrolled into the monthly subscription for trendydiscountsgoods.com, where they do provide you with a $125 monthly voucher, and you are able to do your discount shopping with online with their company.
I that nothing was said about that in the thing that said because I had gotten all these deals or whatever, I could choose what product I wanted. So I chose that one and paid the $7.95. I did
Okay.
not sign up for anything else. So the bank has declined the $49.
Okay, now Ms. Reeves, upon signing up for that Wi-Fi booster, do you recall confirming that you are 18 years and older, as well as agreeing to the terms and conditions in order to receive that booster by mail?
I don't want it. I'll absorb the $7.94, but or whatever it was, but I'm not paying the $49 for something that was not qualified for, and that's
Okay.
not for it,
Yeah, and I was just, the reason I asked is because that's where it notified you of those charges to occur. Now, I can go ahead and get the account canceled so that you
Yes.
wouldn't receive any more charges going forward, and that does not affect your does not affect your eligibility for that Wi-Fi booster. In fact, I see here that the Wi-Fi booster has already been shipped. Let me see. Have you received it yet?
No.
Okay, because it's showing that it should be delivered by February the 7th, by 8 o'clock p.m.
Well, it hasn't gotten here.
Yeah, today's the 4th. Bear with me one moment, though. I'm gonna go ahead and get this account canceled for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're definitely welcome. Okay, thank you so much for patiently holding with me, Ms. Reeves.
Sure.
So I did go ahead and get the account canceled. Now that the account is canceled, you will not receive any more charges, nor would you receive that product. I mean, not product. Nor would you receive access to that app or those vouchers. Now, you are going to receive an email within 24 to 48 hours from now that confirms the cancellation of this account.
Okay, appreciate it so very much.
My pleasure. And we do want to thank you for calling into customer service. Ms. Reeves, have a wonderful day.
You too, hon. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.